Brian, you have had a fascinating career. Can you just give us a very brief history of sort of the Olympics that you've represented for Team GB?
I went to 4 Olympics. My first Olympic was Barcelona, where I got 5th place. My second Olympics was Atlanta in America. Didn't do so well there as the whole of the Atlanta team. I got bronze medal in Sydney and a silver medal in Athens.
So, you know, you've done incredibly well, and it is an astounding honour for anybody to represent their country. Now, cycling is your speciality. Why cycling?
I don't know, really. I was just, my brother started cycling. I wouldn't say I was a very sporty young person, and I was going to the bike races in the back of the car moaning, really, because I had to do it. So my dad bought me a bike, told me to give it a go, and gave it a go, and within 3 years I was on the national team.
Now, obviously, we've got the 2012 Olympics coming up in London this year, and it's a fantastic thing for the country. I mean, what are your thoughts on it and it coming here? Because will it ever happen again?
I think we'll be paying back for it forever. I think it's a huge, huge thing. I just think it's fantastic for the whole country to come together. I think it's been a fantastic year so far with the Jubilee. We've done quite well in football. But I just think for it to come here, I think the whole thing about the Olympics in Great Britain is about legacy. And hopefully we'll engage, infuse, inspire people to not take sport to go to an Olympic level or an elite level even, but make people in generations to come to learn about the Olympic values, to learn what sport can bring to communities, what it can bring to people, and hopefully we can carry on for generations to come.
Now, you mentioned legacy, and that is the key word, isn't it? It's not just about the event taking place, but about what can happen for generations afterwards. You know, Lincolnshire, what part of the legacy can we be a part of?
I think seeing the flame come through this week, I think that'll be huge. I think for us to watch, you know, there's been lots of work. Myself, I've been doing a lot of work in Lincolnshire about developing that legacy. I think, you know, if just somebody, even just one or hopefully thousands of people, watch the Olympics on the settee and just think, I'll just do a bit more exercise or do a bit more this or just really get behind. You know, we're called Great Britain for a reason, and I think we forget about that, and I think hopefully the Olympics will give us that greatness back into us. Obviously the sports people got back that all the results, but I just think if just one person gets off the settee after the Olympic Games, we've done our job and we've developed that legacy. A lot of the work I'm doing as young people is developing the skills of what an Olympian, how Olympian works and how they can do it, and hopefully that'll be not to one generation, 2, 3, 4 generations' time, it still be an impact.
And finally, where do you think we're going to go in the medal table for Team GB?
I said earlier in another group we'd be second, but I'd like to think we're top 3. I think pretty confident we'll be top 3. Maybe we'll not beat China, but I think we'll be pushing them.